And what may I do for you, sir? A stylish trimming of the hair? A soothing skin massage?
You see, sir, a man infatuate with love, her ardent and eager slave. So fetch the pomade and pomace stone and lend me a more seductive tone, a sprinkling perhaps of French cologne. But first, sir, I think a shave.
The closest I ever gave.
You're in a merry mood today, Mr. Tart.
'Tis your delights are catching fire from one man to the next.
'Tis true, sir, love can still inspire the blood to pound the heartly pyre. What more
can man require
than love, sir?
More than love, sir.
What, sir?
Women.
Ah, yes, women.
Pretty women.
And if we wed, you'll be commended, sir.
My lord. And who may it be said is your intended, sir? My ward.
And pretty as a rosebud.
Pretty as her mother?
What? What was that?
Oh, nothing, sir. Nothing. Nothing. May we proceed? Pretty women. Fascinating. Sipping coffee, dancing, pretty women are a wonder. Pretty women sitting in the window, standing on the stair, something in them. Within you,
glancing,
stay forever,
breathing lightly.
Pretty women, pretty women, blowing out
blowing
their,
out their
candles,
combing out
combing
their
hair.
Even when
they're watching how they made a man sing. Proof of heaven as you're living. Pretty women, sir. Pretty women.
Yes,
pretty women.
Pretty women, sir.
Pretty women,
sir.
He
says you'll marry me someday. Everything's set, we leave.
You, Judge Turpin! There is indeed a higher power to warn me thus in time. Joanna, elope with you? I'll lock her up in some obscure retreat where neither you nor any other vile, corrupting youth shall ever lay eyes on her again.
But, sir, I beg of you.
And as for you, barber, it is all too clear what company you keep. Service them well and hold their custom, for you'll have none of mine.
Mr. Toddler.
Out. Out, I say, out! I had him and then.
Oh no, the sailor busted and I saw them both running down the street and I said,
I had him! The sword was bare beneath my hand.
Now, Matthew, don't fret.
No, I had him! His throat was there, and he'll never come again.
Easy now, hush, love, hush. I keep telling you.
Well,
what's your fuss?
Why did I wait? You told me to wait. Now he'll never come again. There's a hole in the world like a great black pit, and it's filled with people who are filled with shit, and the vermin of the world inhabit it. But not for long. Deserve to die. Tell you why, Mrs. Love, tell you why. Because in all of the whole human race, Mrs. Lovett, there are two kinds of men and only two. There's the one staying put in his proper place, and the one with his foot in the other one's face. Look at me, Mrs. Lovett, look at you. Though we all deserve to die, tell you why, Mrs. Lovett, tell you why. Because the lives of the wicked should be made brief for the rest of us. Death will be a relief. We all deserve to die. And I'll never see Joanna. No, I'll never hug my girl to be finished. All right, you sir, how about a shave? Come and visit your good friend, the sweetie. You, sir, too, sir, welcome to the grave. I will have vengeance. I will have salvation. Who, sir? You, sir? No one's in the chair. Come on, come on! Sweeney's waiting. I want you, waiters. You, sir. Anybody. Gentlemen, now don't be shy. Not one man, no, nor ten men, nor a hundred can assuage me. I will have you. And I will get him back, even as he gloats. In the meantime, I'll practice on less honorable throats. And my Lucy lies in ashes, and I'll never see my girl again. But the work waits. I'm alive.